This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I am Dr. Paul Esposito. I am the senior pastor of Island Community Church. I thank you for joining us here today. God bless you. Welcome to WGOD Radio. We're tuning in today to God's frequency. God is always broadcasting, and he's got a word for you here today. You know, it's funny. We're in Peter, 2 Peter, and this really ties in with my sermon that I just preached yesterday. Talk about climate change is my sermon. You're going to hear that right here on the radio tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. But climate change, Peter's talking about the mother of all climate changes. That's where we were in Friday. I think we'll probably pick it up there again here with today's broadcast. When Peter talks about the earth and the works therein will be burned up. And talk about climate change. The only thing is, when this happens on earth, people aren't going to give glory to God for it. They're going to blame a certain politician for it. You know what I mean. So that's where we're at here today. And that's where we're going to be tomorrow. Again, right here tomorrow on the radio, you're going to hear my sermon from yesterday, climate change. What does the Bible say about it? And so that's where we're at. Here for more info on this ministry, islandcommunitychurch.net. There's a link for yesterday's sermon right there. If you want to hear that now, you can go there, islandcommunitychurch.net. Click on the link. I think it says prior broadcasts. You can hear that there on our website. Also, you can contact me at paul@wgodradio.com. Love to hear from you. You're invited to one of our services. Our next service will be Wednesday night. We are in the book of Acts. We'll be starting chapter 4 this Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Okay, here right now, let's wrap up this message here from Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3, that's going to close this book. And then you'll hear my sermon, Climate Change, here on the radio tomorrow. Have a blessed day, everyone. God bless. Let's get into the word now.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. Boy, talk about climate change. Is climate change real? Now, here's a good soundbite for all of you liberals. Is climate change real? You bet your sweet bippy. You won't delete that off Facebook, will you? Pastor Paul says to you, climate change is real. It certainly is. The Bible says that the heavens, that's the sky above, the first heaven here above us, we just sang the song this morning, didn't we? With the man with the good theology, something about the sky will roll up as a scroll. That's what he means. He got it from the book of Revelation, chapter 6. That says the stars are going to fall and the sky is going to roll up like a scroll. And Peter says this, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. The heavens will pass away with a... Any kids around here? Any dogs around here? Wham! With a great noise. Used to be this C&I dog in here that went crazy every time I did that. Hello, Nancy. Climate change. You see, the thing is with climate change, it is real, but people want to blame politicians for it, and you better look up, because there's signs from God that his return is near. Look around. Watch the news today. It's Matthew 24 is all around us. Look at what's going on in Europe. These things are designed to let you know that Jesus' return is near. Amen. Right? What'll be the sign of your coming? Ethnic group rising up against ethnic group. Earthquakes. The floods all around us. Pestilence. Have you read some of the pestilence news this week? The new scapegoats now, everyone who hasn't had the vaccine, they're now blaming everyone that hasn't had the vaccine for everything. The whole return of COVID is all because of you unvaccinated people. President Obama's head of the Health and Human Services is now saying anyone that hasn't had the vaccine should not be allowed to ever touch a child again. And they need to be quarantined by themselves. This is the scapegoat, is all those that haven't taken the vaccine. And these are just signs to let you know, behold, my return is near. Or like he said in Luke, he says, when you see all of these things, then recognize, my return is near. He's standing even at the doors, it says, in the New American Standard. He's out of his throne, and he's standing at the doors. How will you know when this world is in turmoil? He wrote in Luke, men's hearts failing them from fear over everything that's going on in the world. Right? Doping people up right and left in order to cope with what's going on. Okay, let me move on here. Do you see how this fisherman is being led by the Holy Spirit? He said the word elements. Element is the Greek word stoichia. And you'll never believe in a million years what that word means. The elements, stoichia, is the elements that's on a periodic table they use in science and physics. Words, so, well, there's rocket scientists in here, two or three of them. Words like hydrogen, atoms. How does this guy know this stuff? No offense to fishermen. They know a lot more now than they did back then. How did he know this? The elements, the stoichia, the elements, again, read your chart and you'll see what they are. Hydrogen, oxygen, atoms. He says that they will melt with fervent heat. Here's how Zechariah the prophet put it 500 years earlier than that. That is Zechariah, I'll read it. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12, it says this. This shall be the plague with which the Lord will strike all the people that fight against Jerusalem. : Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand on their feet. Their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets. And their tongues shall dissolve in their mouths. That's Zechariah chapter 14. Verse 12. Now you tell me what you think that means. Atomic bombs. Now, back to Peter. Notice he uses the same word in verse 11, maybe depending on your Bible translation. It says, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements, the stoicheia, will melt with fervent heat. Anyway, you know what the word hastening means? The Greek word's very specific. To hasten means to speed up. Speed up. Hastening the coming of the day of God. That means you can speed up the arrival of the day of God by filling these seats. The day of the Lord, it must be open-ended. It's dependent on us. Peter has commanded us. He says, you and I can speed up his return by filling these seats. By inviting your friends and family to church and letting me get a hold of them. Or by you yourself sharing what God has done for you in your life. You men in here do a great job at that too. The faster you fill these few remaining seats, the faster what Jesus said about the days of Noah will come about. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken. One will be left. Two women will be chatting over here in the corner. One is going to be taken. How do you know when this is going to happen? When things are just like it is today as they were back in Noah's time. That's how you know all this is going to happen. But maybe you say, well, there's always been a war and ruin. No, when all these things are simultaneously happening at the same time, that's how you'll know. Yeah, there's always been a war. It's been under 100 years since there hasn't been a war, since the annals of time. But there's never been all these things going on at the same time. It's enough to make someone that's not a Christian, I don't know, what would you do? Without the Holy Spirit and without the comfort of the Holy Spirit, boy, I would be stressed out here today. How about you? Seeing all this? And it's just what Jesus said. Men's hearts failing them from fear over all these things that are going on in the world. But you and I are not to fear. Okay. Once I like to call, and I envision outside of heaven, a maximum capacity sign. Same as what's outside these church doors here. It says maximum capacity 260. Imagine that in this church. We're getting pretty full at 50 or 55. 260 people. But I can see that, a maximum capacity sign. And once that number gets hit, here's what Jesus says. In Luke chapter 13, verse 23, someone said to Jesus, he said, Lord, are there just a few people that are going to be saved? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. In other words, well, that Greek word for strive is the word agonizo. In other words, sweat great drops of blood to enter into the narrow gate. That's what happened to Jesus, right? He agonized in prayer the night before he died. That's what this word means. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. Why? Because there's only one way to get in. Jesus said, I am the door. All those who enter in by me will be saved. That's why it's so hard. That's why you gotta strive. Because there's everything out here trying to distract you. There's one way to get into the kingdom of God, and that is through Jesus Christ. This is why he says, strive to enter in through this narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand outside of that door and knock, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. So then you will begin to say, well, we ate and drank in your presence. You taught in our streets. Then he will say, I tell you, I do not know you. Where you are from, depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. They will come from the east and the west and the north and the south to sit down in the kingdom of God. Now the Holy Spirit's just told us through the Apostle Peter that you and I can take part of this by sharing the gospel with others or by facilitating the gospel. Help pay the expenses. ICC pays to have my radio program on the air. You guys pay for that through your tithes and offerings. Helps to pay. We do our part to help to hasten the coming of the return of Jesus Christ by investing in the gospel. Bring people to church. As times get darker, people get more receptive to the gospel like they did after 9/11. Okay, Peter, what's next? Verse 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, we look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. And here's the end. New subject heading, be steadfast. Here's a few instructions and reminders, actual commands, to live right. Verse 14, therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace. Now, there's a whole other sermon in its own right, isn't it? Where do you want to be found when Jesus comes back? Paul wrote the same thing. He said, oh, I want to be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, meaning I don't want to be found just trying to keep a bunch of rules. I want to be found in him when he comes back. He's coming back at a time you're not expecting. Where are you going to be found when Jesus Christ comes back? Peter's got to write about it too. Looking forward to these things, be diligent. That means make every effort to be found by him. What does he say? In peace. And without spot or blemish, just meaning living right. Living right. To be found in peace and living right. He continues, and considering that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Ain't that the truth? Amen. He waits a long time, waited a long time for Pastor Paul to be saved. Even the name Jesus means salvation. Jehovah is salvation, is what his name means. So consider that the long suffering of our Lord is. What does he wait long and hard for? What's his patience leading him to do? Wait for you. Wait for your son. And your daughter. Or your sister. To come to him. He doesn't reckon time like we do. Like I said last week, God's got a marvelous amount of spare time on his hands. And thank God we know the character of God. God is long-suffering with us. Not willing that any should perish. God doesn't want to see anyone perish. But it's up to you. You've got to choose him. Choose life. That's what you need to make a choice. We wrapped up the book of Revelation last week, chapter 22. It said those words, whosoever will. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. It's your choice. And that God, thank God, is long-suffering when it comes to that. He continues here, and we'll wrap this up. This is considered a long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. and also as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, also has written to you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand. Ain't that the truth? So glad to see we're not the only ones. Even Peter says his things are hard to understand. You know, we're in good company. This is another reason why some people think this book is a forgery. That there wasn't enough time gone by for Paul's writings to be gathered together yet. This is one of the verses that make people think that 2 Peter is not legit. Remember, we looked before we got started, interpretive challenges, how so many people don't think that 2 Peter is legit. They think it's a forgery. That verse is one of the reasons that by the time he wrote this, I mean, he died, Nero had him killed in 64, that there just wasn't enough time passed to gather together everything of what Paul had written by that time. So that's what some people say. He goes on. So also, as in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, which are some things are hard to understand, which the untaught and the unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do the rest of the scriptures. Notice there, Peter is saying everything that Paul wrote is scripture. Do you see that? Where it says the rest of the scriptures. So the Holy Spirit, I believe this book is legit. I believe the Holy Spirit led people to pick which books of the Bible were legitimate. And I believe this is legitimate. And now Peter is telling you that all the books of Paul are scripture. And that he knew that they were. Okay. Verse 17, you therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. So again, that's all of the false teachers there in the church. Verse 18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, two last commands from our brother Peter. Number one, grow in grace. That is, be kind-hearted, full of mercy. Grow in grace. Be good to people, kind-hearted. And the second thing, grow in knowledge. Let's say a second command is increase what you know about Jesus. Grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And praise God, that's what we're doing here this morning and every week here, right? Amen. And the last words from the Apostle Peter to us, it says, to him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. And the church said, amen.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Be with us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Driving rain, all I need to know is you. they didn't know his death was beaten. It was you standing at the grave, Son of God rising up again, for all the world to know that God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. And God is with us. Our God is with us. You are here.
Give us heart.